Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for The Daily Record. My guest is Brian Sears of The Daily Record. Brian, you've obviously been watching the governor and his veto pen, and he's gone after some interesting things, as he did last year, and seems to have used the opportunity to make some, well, I think you have to say, political statements about all of these issues. Bring us up to date on what he has said no to.
Well, the governor has effectively vetoed roughly six bills. The biggest of those items probably would be bills that relate to the replacing of the Harry Nice Bridge in southern Maryland, another bill that would mandate an increase in the amount of energy generated from wind and solar, and a third bill that would that was being watched because it would have required the implementation of an oversight board for the Maryland Transportation Authority.
And that's the one under which the money would have been provided for work on the Nice Bridge. You know, it's such a funny name, actually. It's not really a very nice bridge. In fact, if you go over it, it's kind of a scary bridge.
I drive that bridge a couple of times a year, and it is kind of a scary bridge. It's a two-lane bridge that connects Charles County to Virginia over the Potomac. And at 75 years old, it really is kind of feeling its age. There was some concern that with the governor's reduction of tolls that was announced last year, that this signaled that plans to replace the Nice Bridge were being mothballed. Some legislators stepped up and wanted to ensure that that wouldn't happen and passed this bill that would require the governor to set aside $75 million a year to pay for this replacement, which in today's dollars is going to cost roughly $1 billion. The governor in his letter said that the bill was unnecessary and that his office remains committed to replacing the bridge, and they saw this as a potential danger to bondholders who buy Maryland Transportation Authority bonds, and decided that he could not live with the bill.
Well, and move on to the other important ones that you mentioned.
The other bill that's probably most notable here relates to this requirement to raise the amount of energy, electricity generated in Maryland by wind and solar, I believe 25% by 2020. The governor in his veto message said that despite the fact that this bill would create jobs related to the industry, that ultimately what it was a tax that would be assessed on ratepayers. Supporters of this bill say that the actual assessment would be somewhere maybe in the neighborhood of $1. The governor believes that in the end that it's going to be much higher and could ultimately, once fully implemented, cost ratepayers $200 million to implement. And he said it was a tax that he couldn't support.
Brian, everybody knows we have a democratically controlled legislature. Are they going to override his vetoes?
Well, look, I mean, all of these bills that he vetoed were passed in both houses with veto-proof majorities, so it certainly signals the ability for the legislature to override these. So far, they have been successful in overriding every other veto that the governor has issued, I think eight in all. So I think you're probably going to see the legislature try and overturn these vetoes.
Okay, Brian, thank you so much. We'll find out in January when the Assembly comes back into session.
Thank you.
For Brian Sears, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.